Hello?
Hi there. Hi, Carmen. Carmen, thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. Jill wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, you know, how it works and what's included, answer any of your questions. And then also, because it's a very well-established business, she did want me to apply that established business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
It's going good. Going good.
Good. Good. I'm really glad to hear that. Now, I know that Jill does a very good job of outlining at least the basics of our service. Carmen, did you have any questions for me at this point other than the price?
You know what? Okay. What's the difference between I've got PageHub and
yeah,
I've got a website.
I saw that.
It's a website. So then I have Yelp. But
right.
I had another person call me. Maybe I get calls because I'm every day. And at the end, we talked about for half hour. At the end, he gave me an outrageous price, and I'm still
oh,
in shock right now. I still get to it.
Wow. Yeah.
But that was I mean.
How long have you been with PageHub?
Since June of last year.
Since June, okay.
Yeah.
So definitely anything that they will do, they would have already done if you've been with them since June. You know, I'm not totally surprised because, I mean, I'm familiar with PageHub. They've been around for a handful of years, and I'm aware of what they do. I mean, if you were to tell me, you know, it's been about a month or like 3 weeks, then I'd be like, well, maybe they're going to do something else that they haven't already done. But, I mean,
yeah,
you've been with them since June. So anything that they will do, they will have already done. And when I look for your company by name, I'm looking specifically for Hernandez Landscape and Maintenance, Santa Maria, 93454. With this phone number that we're speaking on, this is the number that they're using to brand your business, right? The 805?
Correct.
Okay. So I'm looking for this phone number, your company specifically, not because we would want your customers to have to do that. Of course, we just want your customers to look for you by keyword and search phrase. But I was trying to find what you had online. And even though you've been with PageHub since June, there's just content that's missing, directory after directory that Google wants to see. I mean, Google looks at almost 70 different directories, known to the public and unknown. Stuff like Opendi, Pointcom, Solio, Telnav, those are directories that no one's ever heard of. And of course, Carmen, we would not be creating that content for your customers to see, but we create that because those are directories that Google looks for. Whether it's something like Yelp or Facebook or those directories that are not well known, those are all equally important in Google's eyes because they kind of verify that if someone were to call you, you could provide those services. In fact, in competitive industries, you do, you know, landscape and maintenance and a lot of other services that are all very competitive. It's the directories that no one's ever heard of that make a big difference. Directories that even, you know, so-called SEO companies like PageHub or BrandRep or Townsquare, those companies don't know to create that content. So they can only really help businesses that are in more rural areas or in industries that are not very competitive. So the reason you're not seeing the exact return that you would like, the amount of phone calls and that volume that you're hoping for, is that, you know, you are in a you know, you service big cities
in the
small,
rural area.
And you've got a lot of people though in that 60 to 70 mile radius that would be competitors for you. And some of them are more well optimized, and that's why you're really not seeing that that kind of bounce or that bump in the amount of phone calls. You know, so we are a Google partner. We've been doing this since 2004. We will celebrate our 20th anniversary a little bit later on this year. And that's a very long time for any company, and certainly for a young industry like search engine optimization, that's a very long time. So, you know, obviously, you know, we get our updates and our training directly from Google. When they make changes to their map or pack algorithm, they share those changes with us. So that way we always have the right content to make sure that your business pops up. And although we do provide a really comprehensive service, our pricing is still very competitive. And especially for you, you're right at 25 years, which is right where we start to kind of include what we call a legacy rate. It's for businesses that have been around for 25 years or more. So a very well-established business then would qualify for this. And you do qualify for the reduced pricing. What that does is it actually saves you a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service. It actually brings your rate down from what would have otherwise normally been $599 a month to exactly $299. The $299 is the exact amount. It's, of course, a fixed rate. It'll never go up. You already qualify for the legacy rate. You'll always, moving forward, be a business of 25 years or more. We do, in fact, prefer to work with well-established companies. At 10 years, you get a 25% reduction in the cost. At, you know, 25 years, you do get that 50% reduction. You have been around for a long time. We know that you know what you're doing. We know that if you were to take on more business, you would still be able to do quality work and, of course, get good reviews. And that means it's going to be profitable for you to be on that first page. So we do offer our services on a month-to-month basis. I mean, obviously, I would want to make it affordable enough for you to do that switch, right? So I'd
Go ahead. Would this be on top? What was your name again, Mike?
My name is Paul.
Paul. Okay, Paul.
Yes, sir.
So if I were to, would this be kind of like replacing PageHub or also PageHub?
Exactly, yeah. Because you wouldn't need, it kind of picks up the ball where they left it, you know. It really fills in the missing pieces. Like if you're doing like a jigsaw puzzle, right, PageHub has done the edges. You know, they did the easy work, right? But you can't see the picture. You don't know what it is. You're not getting the full picture, right? You're not getting the complete package. So you wouldn't need PageHub moving forward. You know, obviously you've got a verified listing, and we would be able to use that listing. But, I mean, we do still have to create the missing content. Everything that Google wants.
And what about the existing website I have on right now?
So I was wondering, is that something that you had before PageHub or something that they built?
No, that's something PageHub built that for me. And I haven't gone in there. They just put their own pictures in there, but I haven't gone there and put my own pictures, my frog engine, none of that.
It's kind of a really generic looking site. We do build websites for our clients in-house. And, you know, I was trying to make this as affordable for you as we can make it. We can include a brand new website for you at no additional cost. Now, as far as the time frame goes, we know that it has to work, but it also has to work quickly. So we do create the website in about 5 to 7 business days, okay? There's also going to be a social media campaign. There's going to be paid Facebook ads included. Those are up and running too. They want us to say 7 to 10 business days, but my experience is that's usually worst case scenario. It's usually 7 days or less. So like I said, because it's month to month and because we are Google partners, we are able and really want to make it happen quickly for you.
Yeah. Okay, so Paul, so when a customer goes in there and Googles Hernandez Landscape, so they would have to specifically look for my name then, correct?
No, not at all. If they type in landscape, landscaping contractor, landscape near me, if they type in lawn care, lawn mowing, lawn maintenance, the whole point of it get your company, to pop up for the keywords related to your services. Because not everybody knows the name of your company. I know you've been around for a very long time. A lot of people do know the name of your business, and that's fantastic. A lot of people even recommend you to their friends and family. But this will be for anyone who not only knows the name of your business and looks for you by name. Of course, they'll see you. They'll see your website. But more importantly, for someone who does not know who to call, for someone who is just trying to find the right business, and they're typing in what they need. They don't know who to call, so they go on Google, right? They type in landscaper near me or landscape installation. When your company is one of those options popping up as a top option for people to call without knowing the name of your business, that's really going to help you to grow your client base. That's what's going to get you those good customers. You don't want to rely on people that already know the name of your business.
Yeah. Okay, Paul, so another question. So when someone Googles that there, where would I show up on the Google page? Am I going to be up there somewhere in the front there, center, towards the bottom? Or
you'll be,
for a new person
so you'll
coming
be,
in?
You'll be right near the very top of the page. At the very top of the page is the pay-per-click ads, what most people know as AdWords. Now, we are Google certified to run AdWords, and of course, we can do Google ads for you. In fact, if you're really, like, you know, trying to conquer the world and you want to get as much work as you can that's out there, we can always add Google paid ads, but I'm trying to keep it affordable for you. You know, I want to stay in the ballpark of what PageHub is charging you. There's a $300 minimum for Google AdWords, okay? That went up about 5 years ago from 100 to 300. So it's not always, you know, cost effective. It's not always affordable for some businesses.
Yeah.
The package that we're talking about here is for the local map, which is just below those pay-per-click ads. And then, of course, the social media, the paid Facebook ads are part of that.
That would work right there. I think something like that would.
It's actually where more people go. I mean, Google actually knows that most people scroll past the paid ads and go to that local map. Now, Google makes most of their money from the pay-per-click ads, but as long as they've got somebody searching on Google, people do every now and then click on those paid ads, and that's where Google makes their money. But they do know for a fact, and they provide us with those reports too. 9 out of 10 buying decisions actually go to the companies that are listed in that local map just below those paid ads.
Okay. And I am going to keep my – I've been really happy with Yelp. Yelp has been I am impressed with Yelp. I've gotten quite a bit of it depends on the range of my clicks I get and I found out how that works there. You know, so it kind of ranges from, you know, $350, $500, $600 a month, but I've been getting some good amount of work through Yelp.
And I can see why. I mean, I'm looking at your Yelp page right now. You've got 39 pictures on there. And those are your people, right? Those are your workers.
So
that's
me.
That is
me
you.
Right there.
That's you right there? Okay. And that's your work then, obviously, too. So we can.
I'm at the lane. So I'll be laying the turf and stuff. Yeah, I got pictures.
On the page one, they just
threw me a generic
picture.
Right.
I want to be your site.
I put my own pictures, you know.
Well, we want you to have a website that you're proud of. We could actually use photos off of your Yelp listing. Now, when we're including the website, Carmen, it means that the hosting, maintenance, and updating of the website, as well as the initial construction of the website, is included. So we can use these photos, or as we send you more jobs, you can send us more photos or videos. We can add those to your website, no additional cost. Another thing that a lot of our clients really love is that they can make changes to their website on their own. Not only will you get a very detailed tracking and reporting system where you'll see all the work that you're getting and where it's coming from, you can, through your tracking system, upload photos. You can request content changes and have us do it, or you can make those changes to your website on your own. A lot of our customers love that. Most of our clients, to be honest with you, just want us to take care of everything. All they want to do is answer the phone. They just want it to ring. So, of course, we would do that for you, too, at no additional cost. Everything's included, whether it's for lawn or sod, for garden installation, tree pruning, or artificial turf, or any of the services you want to be found for. Of course, we'll list that on the new website and on all the additional directories that will really make the difference and get you more bang for your buck, get you better return on your investment, the social media campaign, the Facebook ads, the 60-70-mile radius.
Paul, what about my website name? Hernandez Landscape and Maintenance. Hernandez Landscape Co.com. Okay, that came with PageHub. So would I be losing that, or do I keep that?
How long? I mean, it's only been since June, right? So there's not a lot of page domain authority, and the business is not co, right? I mean, Yelp's got it as Hernandez Landscape and Maintenance, right?
Yes. Isn't that a, it's on the website that they put on all the, they're all taken. So they put Hernandez Landscape CO .com. I think that's or .com.
So
is that how they have it there?
We can use that domain, and I'm looking now to see if there are other domains that would be a better fit for you. We can use a different domain that would be more accurate for your business and for your services. The point is to make sure that you've got a website that people can see, right?
Exactly, yeah. Yep.
The 809 East Hermosa Street, is that your
home address?
That's my old address. Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Yeah, right now I'm a,
because I did see that on there.
Also, Paul, I got just in this past week, I think last week I'm in the Better Business Bureau, and they gave me a A rating. I guess people have been checking on me before they get jobs here, so I joined.
Thank you. You actually reminded me. I was gonna say it before when we were talking about Yelp, but then it skipped my mind. The BBB and the Yelp listing, we can have their icons as clickable links right on your new website. So everything
that you
already have working for you is going to keep on working for you. It's just going to reach more people, you know. You want to keep the Yelp.
Okay.
You're happy with the A-plus on the BBB. We can have those as clickable links on your website.
Oh, okay. All right, then. Hey, so if I did move forward, Paul, so I would need to notify page up, correct, and cancel.
You wouldn't want to keep their service. June, it's, I was going to say 6 months, but it's actually a lot more than that. It's more like 10 months, right? Yeah.
Eight, nine months.
It's been a while. I mean, that's a long time, you know, honestly. I think,
and I had called them back one time. I told them, you know what, it's not, you know, because I get a number and most of Yelp, and so they, I told him I was going to cancel it maybe like 3 months ago, but then she talked to me, the rep talked to me, and she kind of took off a month of no charge, and then she did something to the website. I'm not sure what she did to my thing, and she put me up for, I'm not sure, she said she was doing something, and but I can tell you, I mean, Yelp is 95% business. That's where I get most of I probably get maybe,
But you can handle more, right? Above and beyond what you've got coming from.
Yeah.
Because
if they check for three, I mean, I'm one of two or three guys with the checking. So, I mean, through Yelp, if I've got maybe 100 so, you know, I probably got maybe 65-70% of them, the jobs.
Right.
Maybe 10 out of 10,
The quality of the work that you do speaks for itself. Those photos really kind of convey the quality of the work. And that's you doing the work right there. You know, the fact that you've been around for 25 years, people want to work with someone who knows what they're doing.
30,
we want to
30,
work with 30, someone
35
who knows
years. I've been 35 years.
Yeah. So I think you're going to be really successful with this. I mean, you're doing quite well with Yelp. Google, that first page of Google obviously reaches more people. You know, and people who don't already know the name of your company and people who aren't using Yelp will find you on Google and pick up the phone to call you. And obviously the number that we're speaking on is the business number. You had mentioned that the 809 is an old address for you. So
I'm at 609 East Church Street now.
609 East Church. Right.
Yeah. 93454.
Right. And then, I was looking for an email address before for you.
It's hlandscape1959@gmail.com.
And I never do want to assume, Jill, though, never did get a last name for you. Is it Hernandez, like the business name?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Okay, that does make perfect sense. Like I said, I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
And then, so what I would do from here, I would do a couple of things. One, I would actually take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. I've got a lot of information, but we would have one of our technicians kind of dot the I's, cross the T's, make sure everything is Google compliant, right? Make sure that we know anything like a mission statement, if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto. What's unique about your business? If you want us to say, you know, obviously knowledgeable, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Your experience in those 25 years really do speak for itself. So we would schedule a follow-up call,
Jill,
though, just to make sure everything's...
Yeah, Jill probably heard 25, but it's 35 years I've been in business.
Oh, no kidding. Okay, so Jill put 25. Yeah, that's
yeah,
what I was saying is you just barely did
35.
Squeak into that established business rate,
yeah.
But it's 35 years, not 25
yeah.
years. I'm going to make sure I put 90, that in there.
Since 91. What's 91? Yeah, I started in 91.
That's a really long time, and congratulations on the success of your business.
You know what, Paul? In the past, I've been in business 35 years, and back in the day when they had phone book, I was in phone book for a couple of years, but...
Oh, of course.
The last
yeah.
year, before Yelp and PageSub got a hold of me last year, I mean, I haven't been advertising in the last 15 years until Yelp and PageSub came through. And we go word by mouth and just
sure, of course.
But now it's been nice, you know. I've been got you know getting more work. I could kind of pick and choose my jobs and you know what I can't do. I just you know push them off. I can't do them. But it's nice. I've got maybe you know 65 years old now. So I've got maybe four more years.
I never would have guessed.
Before I hang it up here, and maybe my son might take over, maybe not.
Yeah,
I thought
that's gonna.
I'll give one good push, and just try to do what I can. And
why not?
That, you know.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, it's so funny looking at the photos on your website compared to the photos
yeah.
on your Yelp listing. I mean, you know, you've been around for a long
yeah.
time, and you know,
yeah.
The passion that you have for your work really speaks volumes. And it comes across talking to you on the phone, but your website doesn't really represent your company at all.
No,
I don't mean to laugh
when
at
I see
you,
those
but
pictures, when I see those pictures back there, I go, what the heck? I mean, someone just cropped some pictures in there, threw them in there, and I wasn't happy with that. So. But I could never go back. I said, you know what? Since I'm getting most of them on Yelp anyway, so
yeah,
they've been
course.
There for... that long. But yeah, I do want to I've done so much work
and I
could just put my picture.
And
you know.
Then that's what I was saying too, is that the maintenance and updating of our site is included. And I know that you always do jobs that you're proud of, but if there's, you know, a couple few jobs that you really like, this one is great. I want new photos on my website. Or if you just want to refresh
exactly.
the photos, you can
update
do that.
Update them.
Yeah.
Refresh them up there. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Refresh them, update them. Just send them to us. You just email them to us. You don't have to upload them and put them on your website yourself. Just email those photos to us and we'll take care of the rest. So like I said, I'd be scheduling the follow-up call with our technician. That's where we kind of get a little bit more information, make sure that we're really representing your company, your services, everywhere you want to be found. What I was saying is, you know, that 60 to 70 mile radius, we're not just going to draw a circle around you. We want to target specific cities, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods for both residential and commercial clients. So that's the whole point of that follow-up call, that client interview, so you really kind of dive deep into where you really most want to be found, where you think it's going to be most profitable for you. And then the other thing that I am required to do here, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it is a fixed flat rate of $299, etc. The voice verification, Mr. Hernandez, is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is, though, actually pretty straightforward. Carmen, I'm required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there, process the payment, and schedule the follow-up call. Is that fair? Carmen, are you still there? Mr. Hernandez, can you still hear me? I'm not able to hear you at all now.
Okay, here we go.
There you are. I lost you for a second.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I pushed the mute button accidentally.
That's okay. That's okay. So I didn't hear any response, but if I read the voice verification, you like what you hear, everything makes sense, we would move forward from there. Is that fair enough?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And then give me just a quick second here to get that set up. Okay. So Mr. Hernandez, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Carmen, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, Mr. Hernandez, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Hernandez Landscape and Maintenance.
That's how I have that. And the landscape is the symbol for the word and, right? Not A-N-D spelled out?
The symbol, yes.
Perfect. That's how I have that. And then, Carmen, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Carmen Hernandez, owner.
Okay. And that's C-A-R-M-E-N, right? Your first name?
Correct.
Okay. And Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z. And then, Mr. Hernandez, as the owner of Hernandez Landscape and Maintenance, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Carmen, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, Mr. Hernandez, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. It is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Hernandez, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Yes, our job to make sure that your phone is ringing. And, of course, as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now,
okay.
It does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. You have already mentioned, of course, PageHub. We know that you've got the BBB. We know that you've got Yelp. The reason that we ask is we do, and I've already done it, I did at the beginning, we do what's called a NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. So we will make sure that all of your business information online is accurate. And no one does come to you, right? Even that 609 East Church, customers don't come to you. You always go out to them, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, and of course, Google doesn't want to list any physical street address for your business because they wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. And then as far as, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create additional content, new content for your business that's not already out there, we would ask if you are aware of it to give us the heads up. We do the audit in the beginning and we do it periodically too, but we do want to make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate. That's fair, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Perfect. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, of course, that legacy rate really making it super affordable for you, and of course, it's month to month. So this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term would be exactly $299.00. that is an exact amount. It's a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, Mr. Hernandez, there are no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, and all of the additional relevant directories, and the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. In this case, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website, Carmen, is included at no additional cost, which again means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on today's date, the 27th of March, and the same exact reduced rate, that $299, and once again, that rate will never go up on you. It is, as I mentioned before, a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract. Again, that means you can, in fact, stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked or fees involved. You can pause the service if you end up getting more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation. In fact, you could pause the service seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Hernandez, all that we would request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Carmen, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Hernandez, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Carmen, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then for that initial payment, did you want to put that on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover?
It'll be a Visa.
A Visa. Is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
It's my name.
Any middle initial on there, or just first and last?
There's an L.
L? Okay, so Carmen L. You said it was a Visa card, Mr. Hernandez. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Carmen, I am, in fact, ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay, 4621. 9280.
Yes, sir.
0139-8448.
Okay. The expiration month and year?
It'll be 08 of 26.
08 of 2026. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
It will be 733.
Okay. I have 733 on the back, and I've got August, or 08, of 2026 for the expiration date. Mr. Hernandez, was the card itself 46219280139-8448?
Correct.
All right, that now becomes encrypted in our system. All we can see is the last 4 for reference. And then, does that bill at the 609 East Church Street?
Correct.
Okay, and of course that's 93454. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there and the support email. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay.
Just let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, my pen just, hold on.
Most of the time I can't even find a pen, but usually when I find one, it's out of ink. I oftentimes just type stuff into my phone and then I transfer.
That's how you do transfer. You know. Okay, go ahead, Paul.
Alrighty, so that toll-free is going to be 877 877-635-6225. Again, Mr. Hernandez, that's 877-635-6225. Carmen, it's just option one or extension one to reach client support. Mr. Hernandez, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is Pacific time. And, of course, you can email 24/7. If they receive the email that day, they'll follow up with you that day or the following business day if they receive it after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Carmen, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. Carmen, when you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. We schedule by the hour, but it takes about a half an hour. Usually gets you within the first few minutes of the beginning of the hour, gets you off the phone about 30 minutes after that. We do have interview spots available at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 3 o'clock today. Would any of those times work out for you?
I would think 3 o'clock would be good for me.
3 would be good. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Like I said, kind of just those basic questions that I mentioned earlier and a couple of others. If I happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call, and it might be 3, 3.05, something like that, but if I'm in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you have before handing it over to them. I might already be on a call. They will call you one way or another. They'll have your file. They'll take really good care of you. Now, whether I am on that follow-up call or not, I did want to add just another layer of protection for you, just a little bit of added security, a simple question and answer. Carmen, anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with Hernandez Landscape and Maintenance, even if it's you, Carmen, and we recognize your voice, we may from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And this is even more important. Your new website's going to be up in about 5 to 7 business days. Anybody who calls you moving forward and tells you that they are with Google, or even if they say Local Splash, they will still need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Mr. Hernandez, if they can't give you that information within like 30 seconds, just kind of refresh and pull up that next screen, politely let them go. If they're asking you for more money for your Google listing, just politely let them go. Like I said, we take care of everything. The voice verification was attached. It was recorded through the computer and attached to your account as that added layer of protection for you. And it does clearly state that it only bills on the 27th of the month starting today, and it only bills for exactly $299. So the answer, or your, I should say your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
I would say my first pet's name.
First pet's name? And then what is the answer?
Charlie.
Charlie? C-H-A-R-L-I-E?
Uh-huh. Correct.
Okay. All right. Put that in the notes. I have to type it in twice. But you're all set there. Okay. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
I received the email. Yes, I did.
It looks like everything got sent out to you. Everything gets sent out in bulk every couple of minutes, but our system did catch up. It did send you the welcome email, which, again, has the client support information on there. It did send you another email. It's just automated. It says action needed, pictures needed for your Google verification. We know that you are already Google PIN verified, so you pretty much can disregard that. There is a link on there that you can use to send us photos, but you can send anything to the Local Splash, the support@localsplash.com email. You can send anything there. The other one that I wanted you to see, the only one I really wanted you to see right now, is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you click on it, it says something like Hello Carmen or Hello Carmen L, your middle initial. Then it says thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that?
Okay, access your, do I push, access my dashboard?
No, above that. Above that, it's got the, the invoice.
Thank you for choosing, okay, yeah, my invoice, yeah, the invoice right here.
In the body of the email above the invoice, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Click right on the words click here. The blue click here is hyperlinked. If you click on that, it takes you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. So, you know, obviously Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, but we're going to mirror the content on Bing. I don't want to walk you through everything here. The website's included. The Facebook ads are included. In this particular case, we're not doing Google ads unless you want us to later on down the road. Like I said, I don't think you'll need it. Two boxes that populate below your mobile number, one says I agree to receive SMS messages, which are, of course, just text messages through the computer. Yeah, and click on the other box, too. When you go to type in your name in that long box that says sign, click on it and either copy and paste it or type it in. If you type it in, the C, L, and H all need to be capitalized, but just those letters. There's no period after the middle initial L. It does need to be an exact match. And if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after it.
But, so you go and print my name there? The first two letters of C would be capital?
No, just the C is capitalized, so Carmen with a capital C.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Single space, and then capital L for your middle initial, no period after the middle initial, and then just another space, capital H, and then the rest of Hernandez is in lowercase. So as long as it's exactly the same as it's printed there, and then the box to the right of it that says confirm signature, click on that box. It actually does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month-to-month, that we've waived your setup fee, that we're including the website. It will also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate. We already do know there are some older addresses out there that we'll need to fix, and that's fine. Just hide those addresses since no one comes to you anyway. You'll know that you're successful in doing that, and it's an important step in the process. If it takes you to a username and password, a login page, then you know that you've already successfully submitted that. Now, you can actually stop right there, though. The reason you're seeing it, Mr. Hernandez, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, so it's asking you to log in. Now, we actually do want to do your client interview first this afternoon for us to create the content that you will then be tracking. Maybe tomorrow or the next day, though, you'll receive by text and email your username and a default password. Once your tracking system is active, you can access that. You can change the password if you like. I can actually give you the username right now because that has been auto-generated. It cannot be changed. Luckily, though, it's very, very easy for you to remember. It's your phone number, the number we're speaking on. The area code is included, but it's just numbers, so no dashes, spaces, parentheses, none of that. So it's just 805-310-0141. That's going to be your username. If you can include that username or your phone number, they're the same thing. Anytime you email the support at localsplash.com email, that's going to make it really easy for us to access any information. If we have to forward it out to the photos department or whatever, just make sure that you're including your email or your phone number or username on that email. I'm going to send you right now a calendar invite just to your email inbox. It's just for your record. You don't have to respond to it. Some people do, and that's okay too. I just get an email saying that you accepted it. But it's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just means client interview conducted in English. Would you prefer a bilingual agent for your client interview?
Yeah. No.
You would?
English is fine.
English is perfectly fine. Yeah, I mean, to be quite honest with you, your English is much better than most people who only speak English. but yeah, I do have a lot of bilingual agents on the client interview department. I myself am unfortunately not bilingual. 4 years of high school Spanish have not served me as well as I had hoped. But yeah, your English is perfect. I just wanted to offer that to you. But we've got a client interview technician that will be following up with you in that 3 o'clock hour. Hopefully I'll be able to join them in that very beginning part of the call. Because it was a pleasure speaking with you. A real pleasure. If I'm not available to speak with you later on, though, we will still call you in that 3 o'clock hour. I, though, did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you, get you that better return on your investment, and, of course, looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Sounds good there, Paul. Thank you very much.
Real pleasure, Mr. Hernandez. You take care, and we'll talk to you in that 3 o'clock hour. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Carmen. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.